Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Mm-hmm, all right, what's up with Richard Ramirez?
He was known as the LA Night Stalker, and he killed people in their sleep, usually. He would break into people's houses at night. He's a sun in Pisces, moon in Pisces, God. Also with Sagittarius rising. Isn't that the same?
He's going to give me... Yeah, this is going to give me nightmares.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Say that again.
Richard Ramirez is a sun in Pisces, moon in Pisces, Sagittarius rising. And I'm pretty sure that was Gacy's chart that we just looked at, too.
Yeah, and it makes sense because Gacy is in 1942. Gacy is 1942 and Ramirez is 1960. So here's the thing.
You know what? I thought.
There's 18 years in between this. So that's like a cycle again.
I thought his moon was in Aries. The other chart that I pulled up, his moon was in Aries. But it's like, so this one I'm looking at, it's like the 29th degree of Pisces. And the other one I saw, I'm pretty sure it was 0 or 100 degrees of Aries.
For Ramirez?
For Ramirez.
He was born February 29th.
February 29th, yeah, in a leap year.
In 1960.
They got February 28th on AstroSeek.
The ones I had, it was February 28th as well, so maybe that was the other... No, it couldn't be. I think
Wikipedia and other sources have him under February 29th.
No, 28, 19.
Yeah, Wikipedia did have him under 29th, and this one that I'm looking at says 28th. I think it was the 29th.
And Britannica also has him under February 29th.
Yeah, so...
Was 1960 a leap year?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at the wrong...
What stood out the most to you about Richard Ramirez?
So I tried looking at like their early childhood and like what events transpired to lead them in that way. With his moon being in Aries in the fourth house, he suffered several head injuries. Hold on, let me rephrase that. He was knocked unconscious several times before the age of 6, which would be a lot of head trauma.
That sucks.
He might have suffered from like CTE, like some football players have been diagnosed.
Oh, like the Aaron Hernandez guy?
Yes. Look,
are y'all going with y'all have a Sagittarius rising? Y'all have him as a Sagittarius rising?
I need to pull up another chart because this one's wrong.
I just have the date pulled up.
Look, I'm just telling y'all, on Astro, they got him at February 28, 1960 at 207, El Paso, Texas.
All of that is right except for the 29th.
It doesn't matter. Regardless, the Mercury was at 25 degrees in Pisces, conjunct the South Node. Yeah. He had Mars and Venus in Aquarius, Chiron in Aquarius, Neptune in Scorpio.
Yeah, it does matter if I'm about to look up his... zodiacal releasing and shit.
It's the 29th. All the other information is right. He was born in El Paso, Texas at 207. I remember.
There's a lot of sources that say it's February 29th.
No, I'm just telling you this. And this is riding rating AA.
Riding?
What? The riding rating.
You know the rating for the chart?
Yeah, I don't know what the riding rating is.
Yeah. No, I totally hear you and understand what you're saying. Cause for the zodiacal releasing, it would be great. You could do it. I mean, go ahead by all means.
That's what I'm currently doing while y'all talk.
But I want you to know you're gonna get pushback, I'm sure, from some people that are gonna be like, no, it's the 29th.
It's the 29th.
More reliable sources.
Huh?
Is his name Ricardo Ramirez?
Richard.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ricardo Richard, yeah.
So type in Ricardo Ramirez birth chart and see what comes up.
Yeah, I already got it.
Let's see. So, but the chart, I'm not saying y'all wrong. I'm just saying what they have up here.
Yeah, when you look up his birth chart, they for some reason have February 28th on all of them. But when you look at Wikipedia or Britannica or like actual sources, it has the 29th. Here's one that has the 29th, but I think it's not a birth chart. Anyway, he's a sun in Pisces, moon in Aries. The moon would be in his fourth house. He had a violent past with his family. He was knocked unconscious several times before the age of 6. His father was abusive. By the age of 12, he would sneak out of the house to go sleep in cemeteries to avoid beatings. I think it was his uncle who served in the military. I'm not sure what branch. And the uncle killed his wife in front of Ramirez, shot her in the face. And like Ramirez kind of took to his uncle and like was close to him. And the uncle taught him how to be stealthy in war and how to kill people and get away with it, basically. So he had a really violent upbringing, which I think led to his violent ends.
What year did he start killing?
I'd have to look up, but now you're on my screen.
Hey, check this out. Are y'all looking at the screen?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Look. See February 29th. Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna push a day. Oh shit. I won't do it.
It's showing the outer.
The outer. It's the same damn thing. For the 28th and the 29th for the same.
It's just the moon that moves.
Yeah. It does?
Yeah, the day before the moon was still in Pisces at a very late degree. And the next day, the 29th, it had moved into Aries. And by the time he was born, it was 12 degrees of Aries.
Mm. So this is 29th. This is for the 29th.
Yeah.
I mean,
what year did he start killing?
I'd have to go back to my. I think he was like 21. I think I remember when he started killing.
Crime events. 85.
84.
80.
Okay.
85?
Yeah, I think all of those said 85, 1985.
84. I see here at April 10, 1984, murdered a 9-year-old Chinese American.
Yeah, sometimes Wikipedia has missing information.
So, look. You said 84?
1984, April 10 is a date that I have here. It was one of the first ones.
25.
And then the next one would be June 28, 1984. So, yeah, literally it was 84 and 85, those 2 years,
mm-hmm.
that he did most of the killing.
Wow.
He did a bunch of killings during it. Man, it was like if he was like on like a cocaine streak.
Yeah, it said he had like alcohol and drug problems as well.
He started doing the killing in between he started in
Jupiter
sun period, because in 84, and if you look at it, you know, being a
Jupiter's at 29 degrees Sag. Oof, the last degree.
Last degree. And Jupiter rules his fourth and first. And he started with in the sun there's a sun period, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
he started during a square.
Yeah. And Leo is his ruler of his, yeah, you know. Well, anyway.
Can you go back to that other page yeah, right there. April 21, 1985, he went into a Jupiter-Venus period.
No, that's, yeah, Jupiter.
He did, he killed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 in a row. 3 in May, 4, 6 in July, and like 5 in August of 1985. Like just back to back to back to back like that.
Yeah, he was on a streak.
As soon as he got into the Venus period, which meant that his Jupiter and Venus were creating a sextile.
So you ready for this? Look where he was in 84, February 84.
Aries period, Mars, yeah.
From the moon and from his ascendant, he was in the Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of killing.
Yeah.
He started... And Mars got activated, you know, Jupiter and Mars got activated, and he has Mars where?
Where's his Mars?
In Aquarius.
Aquarius in the third.
Yeah, so he started, next to Venus.
Yeah, next to Venus.
So he's
the ruler.
He started taking short trips, killing people. Short trips, third.
And then the fact that he was doing it at night, the ruler of his Mars is in the 12, and Neptune is there.
Mm.
Neptune is there retrograde.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Huh. All right.
Actually, he may have gotten pleasure from doing that, because the ruler of his Mars is also in the 5th. So he's got 5th and the 12.
Hmm. Interesting. When did he die? You know when he died, D?
I don't know the year, but I know that he got the death penalty, but he died of cancer before.
2013, he died. He was on death row.
He was on death row.
Awaiting execution, mm-hmm. But he ended up dying from B-cell lymphoma.
Yeah, lymphoma.
In 2013?
Yep. It was 2013. Oof. He went into a Saturn. No. Oh, he went into a Venus-Jupiter period.
Well, he was almost there.
He died June 7th, 2013.
Yeah, so he was in the Mars-Venus period. So I tend to find when it comes to this Fidari period stuff, things mm-hmm. happen like right before the switchover. And yeah. Then you're dealing with the aftermath of that, you know.
No, I think he was in a Venus Saturn period when he died.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, so, okay. But it'll be right before the Saturn, this period ended in the Jupiter period, you know. It would have been right before this period started. That's why, if you look at it, he started in 84 killing, right? Right after his sun, Jupiter, right after his sun, the Jupiter sun period started.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. I want to see what transit was in 2013. I know Neptune had just gone into Pisces, so it was transiting his Pisces planets.
So look, so you remember how I said, listen. You know how I said, hey, we got chapters in our life, mm-hmm. right? So look when the second chapter of his life started, Walter.
Oh, in 1986.
Yeah,
when
did he get convicted, D?
I think he was caught in 85, right?
Yeah, he was caught in 85.
Maybe the end of 85.
He was captured. He was captured August
30th, 1985. There you go.
Did they say when he was convicted?
Actually, no. Hold on. Jury selection for the trial began July 22nd, 1988. Yeah, it was in August 31st, 1985.
When?
Huh?
When did he get caught?
August 31st, 1985.
There it is.
So yeah, okay. No, in an Aries period, nice. And when he died, Saturn was in Scorpio retrograde.
But from the fortune, he was in
his 12th.
He was in a peak period when he got caught from his lot of fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.